time for today's No Sweat News. All about the holiday on today's No Sweat News.
Oh, good.
Papa Roach tickets on Friday's No Sweat News quiz. Now, we're going to start with Santa, the big man himself. As we all know, there's a potential for a government shutdown coming up.
That should not affect Santa Claus, I don't think.
Well,
he's in the North Pole.
He has
no restrictions about
However, if the government is shut down on Christmas, NORAD has let us know that they will indeed be doing the Santa tracker.
Good.
Okay.
That is something that I do put on my phone each and every Christmas Eve. I always have the Santa tracker on.
It's actually part already of the defense budget, already approved, signed, done. Santa tracker is on as scheduled.
Yeah, but and one of the best things is that we get hit first in the northeast area.
It's very nice.
Of America. Santa comes to our direction. He goes down south, a little right turn in Florida, and then heads through Middle America and finally makes his way to the West Coast.
Well, it's a time zone thing, I think.
Yeah, you're right. It's a time zone thing.
And prevailing winds and so forth.
Yeah.
That's how I explain it.
Yeah.
So NORAD will run the Santa tracker. And that's where the good news ends.
Okay.
Because we have a new dating term to share with you. Have you ever dumped someone in the weeks and or days leading up to Christmas because you didn't want to buy a gift for them and you really didn't think the relationship was going to last past January 5th anyway?
Yes.
Well, there is now a name for that.
What's that?
That dating term is now called scrooging.
Scrooging?
You're not screwing them. You're scrooging them when you dump them so you don't have to get them a Christmas gift.
Cheap SOB.
Now, we need a term for dumping them before Christmas so you don't have to get the gift for them and then hitting on them again in the middle of January so you can pick it on up because the bouquet was too quality.
I'll call that the Charles Barkley because you're trying to get rebounds.
Like wicked, action. Wicked cheap.
Yeah.
You dump her so you don't have to get the gift for her and then hit on her again.
That's the boomerang.
Yeah.
They call that the boomerang. You throw it out and then you hope a month later she comes right back.
And then you dump it before Valentine's Day so you don't have to buy a dinner.
Well, that's just called schizophrenia. That's mental illness now.
And now, sticking with the holiday theme, there's a conversation that got posted online that went viral, a text exchange between two coworkers, because one of the coworkers, well, wasn't all that happy with the gifts she got at the gift exchange at the office holiday get-together.
I mean, with all due respect, if her name is Robin Lane, this story's hitting too close to home.
Here's what happened.
Oh.
This is what happened. There was a spending amount that everybody was asked to spend,
right,
which was $50.
$50.
Which seems like a lot to me.
Yeah, that's whoa. They clearly don't work in radio.
Exactly.
That's like a Lexus commercial right there.
Here's what happened. The young lady opened the gift. It was a blanket and a box of chocolates.
Not so bad.
The day after the get-together, out of curiosity, she Googled the cost of the box of chocolates and the cost of the blanket. And guess what?
What?
Only came up to $30.
Oh.
She texted the coworker and said, hey, where's, not for nothing, but we were supposed to all spend $50.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get an extra $20 out of you?
Okay. Seriously.
Yes.
And I am not exaggerating. Fire this person.
Worst
and
human
in
ever,
all
right?
Honesty, maybe put her in prison.
Well, here's the good news.
Because I hate this
person. The man in question who only spent the $30 said, yeah, okay, I'll give you $20. No worries.
No!
Yep.
You caved that person?
I don't think this should be allowed in society, but apparently.
First of all, just because you Google something doesn't mean that was the retail price that the guy paid when he was out and about at the store.
Mm.
Yeah, maybe on Google it's cheaper.
Now.
But maybe at the place he bought those items. Also, it's a $50 limit.
Time out.
$30.
The plot thickens. Because after he said, yeah, okay, I'll get you something else, she sent him a link to a $120 Galaxy tablet and said, hey, can you get this? And he said, he said, well, you're nuts. I only owe you another $20.
Get her a pink slip.
And then that got carried on And finally, he said, no, I'm not. I'll give you the 20 and that's it.
He still shouldn't have given her anything.
So now it's all gone viral.
I implore
Merry Christmas.
This office to fire this demonic monster.
The meaning of the season. You were supposed to spend 50. Give me that extra 20 bucks.
Screw you.
That's today's No Sweat.
Last year, we had a used squat-a-potty in the Rat Secret Santa.
No, time out. That was not used. That was brand new.
Yeah, right.
There was not a single
I saw stains on it.
There was not a single footprint on the squatty-potty that I put under the tray.
Yeah. And then because it was delivered by one of the powerful people at the Rats, everyone had to pretend that the squatty potty was good.
Nobody knew it was my gift until about August when I said, hey, the squatty potty was mine.
Yeah. Well, the whole time I was like, I don't think so. I'm already full of enough crap. Yeah. I don't need Christmas presents to remind me of that.
Don't need help removing it from your body? I think you probably do. I think you're a little backed up. That's today's No Sweat News. Papa Roach tickets on Friday's No Sweat News.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.